Now, what to make for dinner tonight? Do I go with the usual or something different for a change? What to do? I think I'll just... Wait, is that? No way, it can't be them. It cannot be. I must be seeing things because there's no way they're at the store too. Yeah, I must be mistaking them for another person, or maybe my eyes are just playing tricks on me. There is no way that... The lady at the till just called him by his name. Oh god, it really is them. After all these years, I finally see them again. What should I do? They're leaving. If I don't say something now, then I might not get another chance ever again. Right, you can do this. Just walk over there and say hi. You've practiced this 1,000 times in case it ever did happen, so you can do this. Okay, deep breath.
Well, fancy seeing you here. I can see you thinking with those eyes of yours. Where have you heard such an accent before? I'm surprised you remember me after all these years. I thought since I had grown up, it may take you some more time to recognize me, but it seems as though I was wrong. So how have you been? Yeah, I've been good too. What have you been doing since I last saw you then? Studying and working? Look at you all grown up now then. Me? Well, pretty much the same to be honest. I was working over there, but then I needed to come here and thought it'd be better to get a job here too. Though, if I'm honest about back at home, the pay is crap, but if you like slaving away for making next to nothing, then I'd get on a plane right now. I have my own place now too. It's not the biggest, but it is nice and clean. You should come and check it out one day when you are free. As I'm sure you're a pretty busy person. You're not. Oh. Hey, well, if you aren't too busy, then do you want to come back to my place for a bit then? To catch up more, I mean, it would be nice to spend some time with an old friend and be so much easier than standing out in the open like this. You would? Great. It's within walking distance out here, so it shouldn't take as long to get there. Just follow me and I'll show you. So then, this is where I live. Welcome home. Welcome to my humble labode, I think is what you guys say. Or the French. Never was good at making sense of what was truly English language and just borrowing phrases from other languages. Don't be shy. Come in and relax. Oh, I've only actually been here for a few months, which is why it looks so plain. I still not gotten around to decorating yet. I know IKEA have amazing displays, but well, I don't drive just yet, so maybe you can help me when I do that one day. How long have I been here? Well, for a few months, the same amount that I have lived here. What did I come back for? Oh, you know, work and stuff. Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, if you remember, I did say how much I love this place compared to back home, and I can tell you that what was true then is still true now. Yeah, everything I said back then was true. Why? You think that there is a strange reason for me to come back? I guess so, but it doesn't matter now. So, what have you been up to after all these years? I already asked that. Oh, yeah, I guess I did. Hiding something? I'm not hiding something. Why would I be hiding something? Are you sure you aren't the one hiding something? Sorry. I don't know what that means either. I guess I'm just a little worked up from finally getting to see you again. Time has changed us, hasn't it? It's not like we can just pick back up where we left off. So, this weather, it's really cold outside, isn't it? Or maybe cold for you, I'm kinda used to these temperatures. I'm sorry, it's just... Hey, so do you really want to know why I came back? It's because I had a massive regret in my life that I need to sort out. Yeah, I need to set it right. It's been bothering me every day, if I am being honest. It's been bothering my heart non-stop as well. What I'm trying to say is... No, I can't say it. I really thought I would be able to this time, but I can't. Even though I practiced this scenario so many times in my head, I had it planned out on how it would go. But now we get to the real deal and I just can't say it. Yeah, there is something I want to say to you. No, I need to say to you. But I'm so scared too. After all these years, I'm just scared that it won't be the same. What do I mean? I'm sorry, but can you do something for me? Just close your eyes for a moment. Yeah, I want you to close them like back then. Just be quiet and close them right now, please. No peeking out either, or I'll be super mad at you. There. Now I need to go to the bathroom. You should leave before this gets messy. Well, I have just kissed you. My friend from so many years ago who I just met again by pure chance. No, it's not okay. It's weird to just do that to someone you have just only bumped into despite all of her past. Now, I need you to just... Hey! Let go of my arm. Why are you doing the same as back then? Why are you making this difficult like it was then too? No, don't pull me back the same way you did. Stop it. No, please. I'm not ready for this. I don't... You just... like then. All those years ago. You idiot. Idiot, idiot, idiot! All these years since that day. So many days since you kissed me back when I was leaving. Every day you have been on my mind, each second of every minute of every hour. You must have had an idea of what you did to me. You think I would just forget everything and move on with my life? You were truly my only friend in this whole wide world. I just couldn't get you out of my head. I thought it was just some dumb, impossible school romance, but it wasn't. Heck, even my mother told me it's okay and that there's other boys like you back home. Lies. You really took over my life. I had to come back though because I regretted what happened that day. I mean, I know it's stupid to think that I would ever find you again after all these years, but I have. So I just wanted to put something right. Do you remember back when I left that I wanted to tell you something, but I couldn't say it? Well, I want to say it now. Do you see, back then? No, wait, even now. I love you. I said I love you, you idiot.
I had fallen in love with you back at school after how much time we spent together and everything you did for me, but I couldn't bring myself to say it that day, and it has controlled my life ever since. So I came here, hoping to find you so I could tell you that I loved you back then, and I still feel the same way now. I'm sorry. I'm just so happy right now. I never thought I would get this chance, but I have. How come you kissed me back, though? I mean, there's no way you felt the same about me still, surely? You did? You know that if you're lying to me just to be nice to me, I'm gonna be so mad at you. Yeah, I'll never forgive you if you're messing with my heart. Not only that, but I'll kick your ass too. I'll do it till you learn not to destroy a maiden's heart ever again. You promise me you aren't lying? Oh. No, I don't need to answer that. I don't need to leave either. I don't have to say goodbye this time. We can actually live together like you said that day, all of us years ago. I can just stay like this with you. I can stay forever. Just hold me more, please. So, it's getting late now and neither of us have eaten anything yet. How about we go get dinner? Or we can order something. We're in no rush to decide though. After all, we have the rest of our lives to look forward to now. So what would you prefer? Sorry, what would you prefer? Sietchik. It means bunny in Russian. It's a name girls call to their boyfriends when they're in love. So, my little Sietchik, what shall we do? It's your choice. Oh, you just want to cuddle? I won't object to that. Please, can you hold me? I want to feel your arms around me. Yes. I love you too. I feel so at peace being in your embrace. I love you, baby. I really do. I feel so happy that I'm with you. Forever and always now.